Merci. Well,
Progress. So here we are outside inaugurating our round table because I've had the fantasy of us having a round table out here for the trustees to meet around for about 10 years.
was
So
going to
this
say, at least since I've been.
is. You could have said, Laura, I've had enough. I don't need to say it anyway. So here we are starting the meeting. We do not have a quorum. It's John and Jeanette and Laura and Amber. Other people are away. So we're going to table the old business that's in our agenda, which is the replacement of Sandra as a trustee. So we'll table that to the August meeting. And I think we can just move ahead. And what we can do is, because we need to vote on the accepting the minutes for June, we can vote on that next month. But we can hear Amber's report.
Okay, great. So I sent my writing review. There were a few things I wanted to point out that I was excited about, particularly. It was a really busy month, just like with the end of school and the beginning of summer.
I just realized what I need to
Oh,
I could do
our
that.
orange to
I could do
paint
that.
in the second
Thank you.
areas
You're
down
very good
here.
too. Thank you, John.
We have a
I have a pen and I have all these extra agendas.
Oh, great.
So I just flip it over. Okay.
So, I wanted to point out that we our camp food is gonna is getting composted this summer, which we're doing the pilot program that's happening at the school, and we were able to buy two new trash cans, one for regular trash and one for food scraps. Really helping the downstairs sort of like organization happening. And Matt is taking at the end of the week the food scraps to the school. That's what's really making it feasible to join, is that they are doing up the that pilot program, that pilot po composting program at the school with the waste management, Windham Solid Waste Management District. So that's cool. The trash in the last couple years, not only were we like, oh, this isn't great, it was also extra smelly to deal with. So separating it is great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then at the end of my report, the Vermont State Librarian is planning to visit on Tuesday, August 12th, between 1 and 2 p.m. And there's nothing formal planned, but if any trustees wanted to be around for that, that would be welcome. And she is trying to visit every library in Vermont, and that is the day that she's visiting a bunch of Windham County libraries. So that's really great, just to show our space and maybe even highlight our needs a little bit. So yeah, August 12th, which is a Tuesday between 1 and 2,
Right before story time.
right before story time. Yeah, Tuesdays so far beside have been one of our busier days. And so that's
What's her name? The state librarian. Do
Catherine,
with a C or a K?
with a C. Is it like Delaney?
Yeah, something like that.
Delaney? I will send that to you separately,
I'll just say Kathy.
so we all know. Fairly new, but not brand new, not long serving, but has been the one that's been writing the updates about legislations and everything that I forwarded on to you, which have been so really very helpful.
Very,
Yeah. And then, so there's a bunch of other stuff in my report, but I was excited to see our big stats numbers. They looked good to me, and I wanted to compare from June last year. So print books circulated was 514 this month, this last month, and it was 324 last June. So it's 190 more, 59% more. Our visits were 454 in June, and last year in June they were 240. So that's 89% more.
So 89% more
More
visits. And
visits.
what was the percent for books?
59% more.
Okay.
And then our ebooks also was 140% more. It's more than it was only 55 last June, and now it's 132, which isn't even the highest month that we've had lately. So that's really cool
And what was
to
that
me.
percentage again? Yeah, it's really
140% more.
Yeah.
That is the one where I have noticed sort of the most of my time making it possible. I just spent a lot of time one-on-one with people, like, here's your device, make sure you can log in, make sure that it works, and then it's good from then on, because that first initial go
The
with it,
orientation thing.
or just like make sure it works, because everyone's device is a little bit different. There are some different ways to do it, but making sure
Yeah.
that our password in our system is the same as their
Right.
password, just like all those little bits that have to work, and then they're off and running. So that's really exciting. Are you
You
excited
feel
about that?
very proud of
Yeah, and Mango Languages is getting used.
that. Okay. Yeah. I need to try it out.
Yeah, me
Right
too.
now. My colleague Darlene is using it, as you know. She's been a patron here for years,
Right.
and she loves it.
Cool. I've
Yeah.
gotten some other positive feedback from parents that have homeschooled kids.
Yeah.
They like the setup of it. It's really conversational and sort of broken into units of learning rather than Duolingo, which is more like kind of gamified. This is not. It's more based. It looks more like if you had purchased a curriculum package for a language, and it goes through like these different types of conversations that you might have with people. I think that we could have it be used so much more. One suggestion I got from another library was like, okay, so you didn't you have an ASL session in person, but maybe people could get together and watch them together
Nice
if they
idea.
wanted to do
Yeah.
it like in community. So I haven't managed to pull that off yet, but it's an idea I have. Oh, which it would be an easier idea to do if we had a better space to do it in, of course. Okay. And I am working on this child safety policy, which is like an updated phrase for the unattended child policy that I was working with Sandra on. I think I found a better phrase. And I talked with Laura about it at our last meeting a little bit, but that's just a little policy whip from my end that would be helpful to have clarity when parents ask, I think is, and yeah, because we have more kids that would like to come after school on the bus and be together, which I'm really excited about. But then they have this question like, how old
Yeah.
do they need to be?
Yeah.
And I want to be fair,
Yeah.
while also understanding that every kid is like that is like not everyone's the same maturity level, but
Yeah.
I think that it's nice.
And you don't want to be in the position to be a childcare provider.
No, but I
Yeah.
do want to be in the position of like having a lot of kids in the library. So it's, but I think that this is what you do. You make the policies ready to handle whatever the timing is coming up. Yeah, summer reading challenge has been fun. I think it's pretty hard, actually, George. I think it's a challenge. I think you have to really be making like this consistent effort throughout summer for a lot of people to be here, which is like exactly my challenge.
Kathy is excited about
Yeah.
it. So it's, oh, that's great. So it's like, Summarize what?
So if you visit the library six
Yes.
times between June 18th and August
Okay.
13th, and check something out each time, doesn't just something, you get a coupon for a creamy or a cookie or a coffee at the country store. And Kitsy LaRocque of LaRocque Construction paid for all of those
Wow. Cool.
prizes at the country store. Didn't think that was going to happen, but
Yeah.
it did.
Nice. Well,
Yeah,
this is
very
good.
generous.
Okay.
And I have some thank you cards to pass around, so don't let me forget that. And then there's a drawing at the end for three watercolor kits because that's the summer reading program theme, which is Color Our World. And so they're like these field kits that have a little bit of watercolor and a brush that can have water put in it from Zephyr
Nice,
Design and a
nice.
bouquet of flowers that Jeannie Seymour donated.
Beautiful.
So I don't know how many people will make it to the end, but people are very motivated.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it's there's
There's
nothing better
an
than people
adult
asking
like
for a
to get
sticker.
that cup of
They come
coffee.
like with the adult, they're like, sticker.
Yeah.
And I used all the really cool stamps that the library has, like this huge collection of stamps, just to make our own stickers. So they're like stickers that don't exist somewhere else. Like you can't.
You have a lot of those,
Cheating.
Kathy.
Well, that's not why I thought of it, but in the end, it's turning out to be helpful. So,
What fun. What fun.
if, so yeah, let me know if you have any
Great.
questions.
Well, I did respond. You guys saw when I read your report, and I was like, wow,
Yeah.
what? Like, so I took the liberty to respond for all of
Yeah,
us of
thank you.
like, fabulous work is going on. Yeah, just have it all together and the statistics and
Yeah.
yeah, everything.
It was really busy, but I sketched the program. It's really thanks for having these books and services lined up.
Yeah.
And you all at like allocating to program.
That would be a great thing to speak to at one of the select board meetings.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I say
You
private
have been.
to patrons and just
Nice.
people that I know better than you.
Nice.
Pretty powerful just to say, like, isn't it incredible that this is the first year that our books and sort of main expenses have come from town
Yeah.
taxes? And
Yeah.
pe some people are really kind of blown away that that's
Yeah.
true, but
Yeah.
it's been great.
Yeah, I think it'd just be great. It's wonderful you do that. At the select board meeting, give an example of how we're reaping just beautiful responses because we have this ability with
Yeah,
programming.
I could show you what I'm gonna show. So this is my, it seems like
Nice.
stats and pictures are very effective
Yes, they are.
because I only they only really give us about 5 minutes of time in
That's
a
right.
select board meeting. So
This is great.
the last time I showed it electronically on the screen, so it gets recorded really nicely, and then so we can see our stats. Program attendance, ebook checkouts, and then I can describe like, here's the new stairs that we got. This is the first pictures of summer camp. This is the rock snake that the kids made. This is a pretty regular sighting on our steps. This is our summer reading challenge. And then
Isn't being
we don't have permission for these programs to share photos of people that are attending. So I don't feel really good about, especially putting pictures of.
I think it's nice
Kid.
having that because we've got so many pictures. It's nice having a little bit.
But the Zumbini one has been the last 2 or 3 weeks has been eight
That's
kids,
great. That's great.
which is a really a pretty big amount
Yes.
for that kind of program.
Cool.
And they have chosen to just be here and not be
I think that's
at the
nice.
exchange. Partially because some of their kids like already know this space, and then they do like the picnic tables, and it's nice and shady here at that time of day,
It's wonderful.
so you can
It's
really
wonderful. Nice
cool.
work.
Thank
Thank you,
you.
Amber.
And we're in the second week of camp. Right. Okay. And there's 3 weeks.
Yes.
This week is K through two. Last week was third through sixth graders, and they built their village
Built their village.
in the lake, so, and then they took it down, really. They brought
Mm-hmm.
most of it back this time.
I wanted to come, I couldn't, but I wanted to.
They had a fair on Friday, and they had like boat rides for like, this is what you would get. We all got a little peep. They made all of their own peeps. They elected three people to their board of select peeps. They had Linda Lemke visited, and they made mini books, like really fancy mini books. And Anne Ryder visited and talked about what it means to be on a select board. They had a ranked choice vote
Oh, excellent.
for their three select peeps.
Wow.
They did a lot of really sort of big ideas in a way. They voted and decided that they were all going to have no property lines, just all shared property, no private property. It was really quite something. Yeah.
So many years ago, our son Ben, who at neighborhood schoolhouse, they did a whole like bunch of months creating a peeps village,
Yeah.
and it was a huge had a huge impact on him, and his peeps that he made with clothespins
Yeah.
are still on our little shelf
Oh,
in the
what?
kitchen. And that was
Right.
from, 25, 30 years ago. Yeah, maybe 30 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
There was like so much silliness in creating their peeps personas, but then also like a lot of like serious
Some big
discussions.
concepts,
Very big
yeah,
concepts.
concepts versus communal.
Yeah, it was a big, they built some roads, ranked choice voting. I don't, be like going to a spot to vote and having it be private, voting on a paper
Yeah,
ballot.
it's just a
There was a
beautiful way
lot,
to introduce.
but there was also like a lot of play. The last day, they started at the playscape and walked up the creek. They had this adventure where they walked up the creek to the place in the woods where they were hanging out. There was swimming or like watering. I don't know. You
Watering,
can't really swim every day. It was really,
it was hot.
it's really hot. But it's beautiful back in there. It's
It seems
shaded,
so much cooler.
and there's this interesting breeze that often comes through because it's really quite open, even though it's
And
candy.
no poison ivy.
They everyone's aware of where it is. So not back in the woods at all. It's mostly near the entrance of
It's really the
the.
entrance.
It is the entrance,
Yeah,
yeah.
the
So
entrance. And there's a little bit on the right when you first start.
yeah.
It's just keeping your eye.
Yeah, then that's what they did.
Do you maybe know Carol Levin is no longer alive. She lived in Green River for years, Sunnyside Solar. And
Right.
she was one of the big movers and shakers with the whole Peeps.
Oh, okay.
And it originated in New Hampshire.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And so she was somehow connected, and she somehow brought it here to Guilford.
Okay.
That knowing about it is a long time ago.
Emma Hollowell, who's looking at,
Yes.
is more connected to the
Yes.
even
Yeah, she and I talked about that.
but
Yeah.
it's the whole theme of the building. I
Exactly.
think it's called.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they had a long day this time too. It
Awesome.
still seemed like it. Just wanted to keep
Yeah, they're
moving.
that of that age that, yeah, they can
Yeah.
do that.
Yeah, it was really great to have
Nice.
stuff that would be wallpaper Singapore
Oh, I
walls.
love it.
Some sort of window. All of the like leather pieces
Oh,
were
my
like one of the
goodness.
deep specialty was clothing. So people were clothing. There was a doctor who ended up getting fired from some malpractice issue taking money for procedures. So there was all of this like
There's some theater.
silliness.
There's a little bit of
Yeah.
theater story.
Yeah. It's just pretty. There are a couple of crazy cult of crazy. But then, and people that built houses together to save money because there was
Mm-hmm.
all of there was this whole system.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was just
That's
really cool. And
wonderful.
I didn't even see all of it.
Yeah.
The leaders, Matt and Mail, who's our new assistant camp coordinator and is in library school and
Oh,
just
that's
really
cool.
worked out. We got really lucky.
How did you find out about her?
They got in touch with us.
Oh, okay.
Recently moved to Guilford, so
Okay,
everyone's
okay.
lives in Guilford. That was
And so this is a day.
a he they. Yep.
And so I wanted to say something. What was I going to say? Okay, so somehow they knew to reach out to us because they moved to Guilford.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And what'd you say their name is?
Male MAEL. And they also have another part-time library job over in New Hampshire,
Nice.
and had to do a background check for that job.
Well,
So that
yeah.
was good. And is
Right.
like doing a story time there. So they're this week reading the book every day that has been chosen for the theme. This week is about colors. Today was red. So it's a color of the rainbow every day. Tied in with clothing, with the activity, with the smash, and with all the campers are coming
No.
with the color.
And who
So,
are the teachers?
Mix Nina, who's the teacher, who's the elementary school art teacher,
And what's the first
Nina,
name?
yep,
Okay.
and Matt and Moon again. So it's a really different vibe going from to these younger
Yeah,
kids,
I like it.
and it's also really just quite fun. So there's 10 people, 10 kids this time.
Nice. And Maisie was part of the peeps. So you got to hear a little bit about it from Maisie, maybe like at night, and she would talk about it a little bit.
Jokes.
Jibs and notes, yeah. Yeah,
She was really tired.
because it's very engaging. Like there's a lot
And
of
hot and
and hot all
and lots of socialization, which can be exhausting.
lots of problem solving and negotiating.
And also just physical activity.
Yeah, walking down the trail and swimming and stuff. Yeah.
So it was
Cool. What are the ages for this week?
K through two.
K through two. Okay.
And then next week is our last week, and then it's fourth through seventh graders, and that's the one that's storytelling slash Dungeons and Dragons, sort of like live action role play. And local teen Eli Welch is the leader of that, supported by Matt and Mail, and Mail, who has Dungeons and Dragons experience, who's
Okay.
extrovert, and Matt does some too. So
Yeah,
yeah,
fun. Yeah,
they're
that's
going to
fun.
be, I think, planning to be at the Grange a bit more for that one, since it's kind of
A lot of
so
space.
theatrical
Yeah.
of space, and young Zeller
Yes.
is coming from San Luis Theater to do
Nice.
some puppet work,
Nice.
which will be good for character
It's
and
wonderful.
development.
What'd you say the first teacher's name was for next week?
Eli Welch, who has been coming to since he was much younger,
I
and
love
wrote us a proposal
it.
for this whole idea to lead a week of
Wow. That is
literary camp.
so, that is a story right there. That should go in the Guilford Gazette. That's a great story.
It's Peter Welch and
That should really go in the Guilford Gazette. That's a great story.
Plans of the day.
Right. How old is he?
16.
Okay. Awesome.
Along
Awesome.
the same lines, do you get at the end of the week, get the kids to give you some quotes about what they liked about camp that could be part of a
Like
report
some feedback kind of
or even
feedback
like,
thing.
no, I haven't been doing that. A lot of photos, which Shelly mentioned. Often write something for the next gazette, which talks about like how it went.
But maybe this older group
Maybe the older group would.
could give some feedback, some quotes, some, yeah.
Yeah.
To good, yeah, it's
Or
good
even
fun.
like a 2-minute video that could be shown at one of those selections, which is
Right, yeah.
because I love this that video. You know, I think the videos and
Oh, like it
pictures
just shows, it tells the
such an
story.
impact.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
tells the story.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Yes.
Videos and photos that for any other program, don't ask them to change. I don't really want to ask because yes. When you take your photo and change it, it's not really good. So we should check it out. But we should do that. We think
Yeah, definitely.
we
And
do support.
it's very important.
I should say the next this week on Wednesday, someone from Vermont
Nice.
has come visit just to check it out.
Nice. Nice. Said that dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the other stuff I have is down in new business, just hot dog roasting. So.
And in terms of co-chair's report, I can just say it's so tied into your report. And Amber and I met last week and spoke more in depth about so much of what is in the librarian's report. And just lots of really rich work is happening. And I would also say, Amber, one thing you're doing that you do very well is laying the groundwork for things like you're doing with the child safety policy. So just taking the time that's needed to build the relationships or do the thinking and or consult with other people about
Cool.
different things. That's good.
Thank you. It does take like I it's so nice to see the picnic tables here for the summer programming. Yeah, comments on that is just it allows for a like a fixed like a place that you know like this is where we're gonna be
It structures the space.
and they've moved them around a little bit, not a lot because they
They're happy.
no, which I think is
They're great.
they've stood to walking on and
Oh, yeah. Leaping off of.
Yeah.
And
They're
yeah.
sturdy.
Like, this
They're
would be
nice and
great for
sturdy.
like jumping.
I'm sure it has happened.
But last year, there we is not a bad thing, but in the morning and summer, it was
It's really
always
wet.
wet.
Yeah.
Which actually felt good last week. So
Yeah.
there was still ground sitting. Okay.
Nice. So I think in terms of co-chairs, and we just a reminder, you guys know this, but Judith, we don't see her for a couple months because of Marlboro Music Festival. So that's where she is, in terms of her focus right now. So I don't think I have anything new to add with co-chair's report. It's just so much of it is in the in your report, the librarian's report.
Change our report.
Yes.
Well, the monthly report is ending the last fiscal year. I think it's as if it's not fully finished at this point. There's maybe
There's some interest
some mold things.
bookkeeping.
It often is that our fiscal year ends June 30th. But often there's bookkeeping and some
Sure.
outstanding bills and things
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
might take a month or two to.
That's very normal.
Yeah. But I think we got some good, I think overall, good, great. Good first year. Also, first year of
Oh, yeah.
Amber.
First year of what?
Of Amber being.
The
So we just finished the we
first year.
just finished the year, yeah. Actually,
To
nice.
be let's note it here officially.
So, but yeah, things look really good. We did really well with our fundraising, substantially over what we had budgeted. And and Amber did a great job spending all the money everywhere. The Eldred Grant has a couple $100 left, maybe. But I think you have until September, October, or something. November. Okay. So that's cool. I liked the program line, which ended up being spread a little bit differently than what we had originally envisioned with our budget, but that's fine, I think. And then, but that always important to look at the bottom line and coming in just about on target there is great. And I think that's cool, and kind of you spoke about how having the books and services line in the town budget lets us allocate more there. And it was great to see it get used and all of that really wonderful programming, which I think is good. And it's just helps the library have more impact in town. And the final bottom line of our expenses coming in at this point at 98.5%, right on target, basically. So good job.
Well, good budgeting too.
Yes, there's that too.
And then the books and services and wages line are also very close to on target. Or I mean, they are on target, but they're very close to 100%.
93.65.
So yeah, books and services ended up at 99.67%, which is just great. And wages came in a little under, which is good.
And you'll notice a few lines here that you may not have seen before that are for grants in.
Yeah, so this is like new stuff that Amber and Ellie are working on for the bookkeeping of things, and I think
Excellent.
it's good. Yeah, it's all steps in a direction that I think is very good.
Very excellent point, and I think
Yeah, it's been really great to work with her and learn more about how it has to work for them.
Exactly. And it makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And so this report that John talked about first will look different next year in that camp programs will primarily be under this humanities grant. And so they will show up in the lines from the town of income and expenses rather than being within here. So we'll just have to make sure that that makes sense for.
Because it's money that's going through the town.
It's only it's staying with this
Staying with the town. It's coming into the town. Right.
So
Right.
they can direct their credit card from
Right.
town to buy the food supplies and then providing all of the receipts to the town
Yeah.
to do all of that.
It
So
really keeps track of everything.
yeah, and make sure that all of the bookkeeping is done by the bookkeeper. Yes.
Well,
So,
like
but
you always mentioned, have another pair of eyes looking at it
another
too.
pair of eyes, and it also really is so great to have some of the human resources that go along with hiring and employees more happening
It's good.
from them. So all of the paperwork for the camp leaders went through them, and they have somebody that's trained to fill out an I-9 with people
Yeah,
and look
good.
at the
Just all of that.
all of it is just so welcome. And it was really interesting to do it for the first time because it was like more paperwork. But it's always more challenging when you do it the first time, both for them and for us, because libraries are just different than other places, so handling. So it's been really good to tell them, like, this is what we need to run. And they're saying, this is what we need to be able to pay people. And as long as we all leave enough time for it to happen, it works well, because they're very busy. And so are we, to be fair.
Yes, as we want to be,
Exactly,
as
yeah.
we're
And so
doing
it's nice
them
to
doing
just not spend too much time on paperwork. Work is a
definitely
big part of the
it is, and the two of my librarians say that, but you do a lot of people work too.
Yes, for sure. But it's been really terrific to have. Like, it makes so much sense to me why Kathy went towards hiring a camp coordinator and an assistant, because I would fall so far behind if
If
we,
you were managing.
yeah. And then the kids at camp would also maybe not get the full attention needed. I feel like
Makes sense.
that whole setup that she had makes sense. And our humanities grantor really appreciates that some of our wages come from the town and not all from the grant. So there's a show of support on both sides. And so it's, yeah, just commend Kathy for getting that grant and also working with the town.
She was good with vision.
Super great.
Yeah, she had vision, but she
And
was picked
yeah,
pretty.
people just are so complimentary to the program.
Nice.
And that was just
Lovely.
very cool.
Lovely.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah, that's
Anything
it.
else, John?
That's it. So we're embarking on our new fiscal year here, so great at the beginning.
But we have such a great treasurer and a great budget. It's going to be just fine, and a great librarian.
I've noticed that we're not going to do the book sale at the country fair, at the fair, which is totally fine. We don't really need the whole tour, all whoever it brings in. But you had mentioned maybe doing a book sale another time.
Yeah, the friends I think are planning to run another book sale at another time. I think they were thinking sometime in the winter, and they're hoping to have it be either at the library or near the library. The money that came in at the fair, I think, was primarily water-based.
I think the books don't break in.
I can sometimes try.
Right, because only one till there with
I
Usually
think
it's all
one year
water.
it was been money like
Right.
$75 one year or something. But it's a lot of hauling.
It's a lot of
It's
work.
people power.
Yes,
It's
it
people power.
does so
That's what it
much.
comes down to.
But they're all in the basement. Do you need to?
We know that. Great. Excellent.
A great thing.
Yep.
And we do need a sale, and I do need to get rid of them. So I'm
Yes.
very much
That's great.
aware, because
Yeah.
of it's amazing how much we have to move on.
If you need more labels, let me know, because I have the because
Oh.
Leslie designed the labels, and I just printed them out and took them to Staples and have them laminated. So
Oh,
if you need
well,
any
thank you.
more,
Nice.
Thank
Nice.
you.
And probably you know this better than I do, but don't most libraries, that's part of what they do. They have to always be weeding and then do something with the books they weed out.
Yes, I think here the difference is that the weeding has to happen in small chunks along the way, like really in order to keep adding throughout, or and to keep the shelving workable. And worry, like, when we turn the books right now, we would not have which is it. So I think for me, that's the one difference. In other libraries I've been, it's maybe a particular time of year, and you just
Do a
do
massive
all of it
weed-in.
at the same time. I think you have to do it
In little bits.
in smaller bits. I think it felt like a lot when I first started, because it hadn't happened for a little while. And so I was, Leah was like, whoa. But then it just became regular.
That's good.
Yeah. It's kind of nice to have to do. It really keeps a collection only what is been active.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But it is interesting how new things are when they go. Sometimes it feels like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I struggle with what I would call in children's books classics that I never want us to get rid of, but I also know they don't often necessarily get checked out.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm using circulation statistics to for the decision
Yeah,
making.
that's what I figured. Yeah.
About 5 to 7 so something not circulating. Unless it's like a Guilford author or like a regional author where it makes sense, or it's part of a series where using it not make sense if the rest
Yeah.
of the series is living.
For years, the trustees, and you were part of this, maybe John, but this goes way back for many, many years. In the summer, we would have a big book sale outside.
Yeah.
We'd haul tons. Were you part of this? Tons of boxes of books out. We'd set up tables for a Saturday,
Yeah.
and we would get rid of a lot of books.
Yeah.
And that was a tradition. So people got familiar with it happening.
Friends. They're doing whatever they want today. Or
Yeah, I wonder
keep
about
it
that
very
too.
quickly.
Yeah.
You can spread out outside.
And you also, in the summer, you had people traipsing about, going off to sales and
It's
stuff.
happening at the
But
BBCC, so it's indoors.
it's more
Yeah.
hauling, put it that
Yeah.
way. Yeah, they'll do what they're going to
Yeah.
do. It's
Yeah.
fine. It's awesome they're doing it.
Yeah.
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 It's
Good point.
awesome. It's all good.
Yeah. I wonder when if they'll settle into another kind of place that makes sense.
The cool thing about here, and I'm not saying they have to do this, is carrying it from the basement up there. It's not putting it in a vehicle or
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
for sure.
It's just carrying. Anyway, but they'll figure it out.
I think that here is their ideal spot when it comes to. And I think it makes sense to let go of the fair
For the
space
books.
part. Yeah.
Yeah. And water.
Water is still happening. They're
Okay.
going to do water, filter water.
Okay.
Going to start their membership drive and have
Good.
some
Yeah.
raffle items that they can
Yeah.
get attention
Yeah.
that they're working at.
Nice.
It'll still be like a kids' activity station.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they'll be able to coloring or make your own bookmark or
Yeah.
something, right?
So the only thing not happening is selling books.
Yeah, I think it will look very similar. And then the other thing not happening is that they are organizing it with my consultation, but they're
Okay.
planning on staffing it, so I won't be
Great.
sending out a notice to trustees, and John and I won't be organizing it.
How many years in a row have you been using your truck to
Right.
haul stuff there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think they might use some of our tables and stuff, but it's really cool for me to not have a holiday weekend home,
Yes. Yeah.
especially after summer.
It's great to be able to relinquish that part of it to a friend.
Yeah, and I think
It's a great thing.
it's a great thing for them to do, and they're excited about it.
Good.
Being able to do.
Great. Great. Speaking of planning, should we move on to the hot dog since we're going to skip the old business?
Yeah, I was just finishing this
Yeah.
before I forget. Okay, yes. Thanks for all of that, Amber. And yeah, just like Jeanette said, hot dog roast and select board meeting.
Yeah.
What do you want to say, Amber, about hot dog roast in terms of what's needed?
I can send out an email to Evan to
Okay.
say what help is needed.
Okay.
Especially since we low attendance. I think it should be pretty light in of what's needed. But you would be welcome to attend. I would like it. Last year, one of my friends put together a vegetable plate, which was really great.
Yes, that was lovely.
So I
Yeah.
might either ask their help again or
Something that I would love to do. It was just really nice and it was eaten. So,
Yeah, it's good.
and it's a great time of year to have fresh vegetables. But otherwise, our grant is going to cover the cost. It's like our end of summer reading program celebration. So right now, that's where I have it budgeted for. If for some reason that doesn't work out, like we have a lot of fundraised money that we haven't, like it'll be okay to come from someone else too. No, just we have one fireball, and we'll ask for another one, sort of an off the ground.
You don't get one. I do have one.
Okay.
Yeah. So just tell
I think
me.
two is nice.
Yeah. And two is very nice, I think.
And just fix. The kids love it.
And so just light help is needed.
Just light health and
And then you
your
and
presence
Gush.
would be fun.
Yeah. Good. Yes. So trustees. I think it's really great for trustees to be there for the hot dog roast. I think it's really
It's
just a
very popular
presence.
to
Yeah,
me.
it's very popular.
Last year we had said
Yeah, and that's not unusual.
it was a very
Yeah. It's really fun.
super fun on
Super
a wet
fun.
day.
Yeah, it's really good. Cool.
And then Josh and I are going to go to the select board meeting next week.
And you wrote to Erica so she knows you're coming.
I didn't get a response, so I'll just need to follow up. But this is my presentation,
Awesome.
and I'm not sure what. If you want to write a couple things to suggest for Josh or Lily.
I was thinking about just building stuff
Yeah.
because that's his thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, so give him a minute or so to talk about the building and what he's been doing related to that.
Okay. I will be sure to check in with him before then.
So he could be the one that notes the steps.
And then could note that we have been talking lines and stuff.
Yes. Yeah, good. Good. Yeah, if someone does get time to check out the community center's blinds, because they do work with the window dressers,
Yes, right.
which is that's a great thing. And they tuck in
Yeah, over there. I don't know how
over
many is
there. Exactly.
right.
But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that they just discussion. You know who Don McLean is? He work with
Your Friends of
Friends
the
of the
Sun. Yeah,
Sun.
Don and I did that with Friends of
Yeah,
the Sun.
great.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that was well, it was very important to me to not cover the beautiful windows, like the inset of the windows like
Yeah.
that, but whatever this is called.
The trim, the molding around the
Yeah,
windows.
thank
Yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Trim. Yes,
Trim.
thank
Yes.
you.
So what most of the time I'll be
It's a
going,
very fancy word, right, Laura? Yeah, it's a
I
very fancy
know.
word. No, for me.
Be on the same page with you.
Okay, so anyway,
It's
but
fine.
it does depend on the size. But what I could say, who's ever working on this, the thing to do would be to get Jason, who might still work there. I don't know, but just lives up the road.
Oh, okay.
And could just get him to look at the windows. And we could start with something very informal like that.
Okay.
Just consult with us because he's an expert. And he was part of at the community center.
The other thing is that Erica would like to meet a trustee just to know what the building means. And sure.
Maybe Josh. Maybe we could ask Josh if he's up for that.
Yeah. JT. Okay.
If he's up for that.
There are some, it's tricky to, I think it might be nice for the trustees and myself to figure out like how to better track it. And maybe working on it with Erica is the better way, but like, just understanding, like, I think the furnace
Yes.
needs to be replaced at some
Oh, yeah.
point.
Definitely. Have you seen in their system,
Yeah.
have you seen the checklist?
Yeah.
I found that really helpful. Can
Me
we
too.
use something like that?
Well, I think that that them doing it is us. Like, I think that she wants to make sure that they have it covered as far as their plan, you know, as
Exactly.
for taking care of this building.
Right.
So it's for me, it's just new to figure out like what the process is,
Yeah.
because it's
Yeah.
town building, but the trustees have responsibilities too. And then I also feel like I have a responsibility to make sure that everyone's aware of
Yeah,
things.
absolutely.
Yeah.
But it seems like if we trustees or Josh or whomever also has that same checklist
Sure.
and maybe quarterly there's a walkthrough just to get plugged in with the town with their plan.
Yeah, right. To figure out, keep up with them and
Yeah,
know
the
what they're
checklist, what's so
doing.
great about it, it's remembering, oh yeah, got to think about the furnace. Okay,
Yeah.
let's go check out about the furnace. It's just an organizing, but it's the same list the town had.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah,
Not
that
sure
was
what
good.
this, they must have their own forms for the capital asset management, where maybe that's what Erica wants to start plugging this building into that
Yeah, there's a
framework.
spreadsheet with, you know, the buildings, and then
Yeah,
there's one
and
in
very specific things about
yeah,
it.
specific things that have been mapped out for different years so they can land. I think I saw into like somewhere.
Yeah.
Furnace is
Yeah.
definitely, and the stairs were on it this year.
It's very organizing.
It
Yeah, it's
is.
very helpful.
It feels really organized as everything's there.
Right. True.
So
Yeah.
for me, it's what to keep up
Right.
pretty regular to everybody's time to plan, because they have these processes that they have to go through.
Maybe that should go on our yearly calendar, the month by month yearly calendar, you know, like building check-in, just so we schedule it out, you know, like every 6 months or something with that list of
Right.
building needs. Like, how are we doing? What do we need to check into?
Right.
Like, maybe we put that on our trustees' calendar,
Right. You
you
don't
know,
want
like
to forget
January
anything.
and June or something.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
We want to make sure that we time our building updates to so that when we set the budget, so that we, because that they, I would think in June would be a problem because they're getting the budget. They probably want to know for their budgetary discussions, like
Have to do
by
it sooner. Yeah.
April.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out.
Yeah, so maybe the fall and spring.
I think budget in the fall. Just end the school year. So it might actually be August,
August.
September,
Yep.
so that when the treasurer and the library director go to budget planning, we can change. And does that sound familiar?
Yeah, so
Yeah.
maybe
Yeah, I
September.
don't know if it could be a question for when you meet
Yeah,
Erica.
that's a good
That's
question to Erica.
asset
Asset
management
management.
program.
If they ask if that has any sort of schedule, annual schedule to.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
And
because
that
I
we
feel like
want.
it's, yeah, she
Yeah.
wanted to talk
Yeah.
to
Yeah. Good.
so,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay. Good.
I can get in touch with Josh and see if I can schedule it.
Okay. What, in terms of the furnace, who services the furnace? Do you know? It was Franklin, Dennis Franklin, but I don't know if it is anymore.
Don't know.
Yeah. Because what would be really good is whoever does the servicing to come and tell us, give us your assessment. How is it doing? You know, when do you think it needs to be replaced? Get the furnace person to
Yeah.
tell us.
In the
Yeah, I think that's an Erica
yeah.
question.
Going okay or whatever, then
Well,
six years ago, remember?
with the building, the
And
expansion.
then
Yeah.
we do what we do in the
Go in the
building.
expansion, right?
already had been recommended.
And the question is, do we replace it with a furnace or do they replace it with a mini split?
Well, of course,
Yeah.
yeah, the whole thing.
Right.
That's partly why we haven't dealt with it, because
Well, there
it's a
was
bigger question.
the energy audit. Yeah.
Yes.
And so we
Yes.
report that we
Yes, that's good.
received, and that was the suggestion. I don't
So
know
that's what
more
we need to be
specifically.
referring
Yeah.
to. That's thank you for bringing that up.
Was that because I would do the AC and the heat and
So that is great.
thank you.
It matches the rank. Yeah.
It was
It's good for every day.
yeah.
Oh, you could got to wear that. This the color
Place. It's not a
makes.
huge building, so it wouldn't be. I mean, you probably could get away with just one exterior compressor and maybe two or three heads to do the entire building.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm again.
I'll just have to get a
No,
professional opinion on
it's the
that. Yeah.
basement.
We have a head in our basement that we run on dry just to dehumidify the basement. Our system has heat, cool, and dry. And dry basically is running the AC at a really low fan speed. So
It's
it
like a
cools,
dehumidifier.
and dehumidifies.
You know, it'd
So,
be great for the basement because we are ready. Does needed.
Yeah.
It's definitely needed.
Yeah.
And especially for keeping books there too.
Yeah, just for the
Just
whole
everything.
space,
Just
it's great.
everything. Yeah.
The nice thing is about you don't have to empty. Is the mini split because
well, this one is actually you don't either. It's
It's with the hose that
it's got
goes
hose that
on this
goes to
to a
a drain,
drain. Yeah.
which is really split.
But maybe the conversation with Erica is not so much replacing the furnace as it is looking
I
at
think that's right.
upgrading the
Yeah, I
entire
was
system.
forgetting all about the energy audit.
Yeah.
But it's
And that
great to have that.
recommendation, it's real good. So we need to tie that into what we're doing, that plan, the energy audit. Yeah. And look at their recommendations.
And the energy
When we
committee is like
that.
disbanded.
There's
And why did it disband?
Heard why.
Okay.
I was going to just make something up.
Well, I love that we do have it. I totally forgot about it. The energy audit, because that gives us guidance right there.
It
Yeah.
does. I don't know specifically what, but I think it was.
Yeah, I guess I was wondering if there was somebody that was on. If there's got to be somebody in town that knows about this kind of stuff
Well, Chris knows some
that could
Reagan's husband.
consult
Had some
or whatever.
quotes. Like ours was done by King's Electric out of Vernon, but we also have Rob Perkins and some other people. We went with King's because they seem to have the most creative way of running the ducts and everything that other companies just, they gave us. Kings seem to have the most sophisticated understanding of how to install products in that way.
Good.
I wonder if there's someone that the town already works
Works
with.
with? Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah.
Updated the town office.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of process they have for selecting.
Just throw out to
Well, they
bid,
do all the
usually.
RFQs kind
Yeah.
of thing.
Right. Anyway, you'll that's. But just so that we have that on mind, instead of
Yeah,
talking about
that's good.
furnace, we're
Yeah,
talking
no, this
about
is
mini split.
good. I just was not was going into old thinking.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's good for the trustees because that's the when you look at the responsibilities, the care, like keeping up with the building stuff and
Yeah,
stuff. Yeah.
definitely.
But I can check with Erica, and
Okay.
I think it's really terrific to have the town administrator reaching out and being like making sure that
It's really good.
we are on the same page as far as
We need her.
what is needed. Yeah, we really do. And she makes sure that it's in the budget.
And
Great.
so, I guess I'll just say Amber and a trustee will meet with Erica
Right.
around the asset management plan.
And then we still need a trustee that will join me on October 27th.
And
It's
what
the
is,
select board meeting.
that's right.
There's a lot of time, but
Yeah, that's
it will go
good.
by surprisingly fast, I'm sure.
October 27th.
October 27th. Yep.
Okay.
Just so Josh and John were the last volunteers. I don't know if we're
Okay.
taking turns,
I
but
think, I mean, that's the ideal.
yeah.
That's the ideal. Yeah. So select board meeting. I'll put it in the minutes.
Cool. I'm planning to do the same training for 40 possibly.
Good.
So.
Good.
And what day is the
Good.
day of the cooling now? It's
I
coming
think it's
up.
Wednesday.
This one. Wednesday, June. Okay. I have it written down on my paper
Oh,
calendar,
yeah.
but I don't have it.
To work for the person.
Did you?
So, okay.
Good
Yes.
idea.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Could
At noon.
help be
Yeah.
a part of the narrative of.
Increasing.
I'm sorry, what was the last thing you said?
I was just saying I thought it would be good if Amber brought up the idea of checking in with the numbers from last year and how the increased usage.
Yeah.
Do you
Just
have
to,
to.
if I can add that here so it's a visual screen?
It's
So
very helpful.
people can see
Yeah, that there's
that there's a need
increasing
and it's growing
percent.
and that
Exactly. And
whatever.
the town is really having an impact.
Yeah.
We're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right, exactly. Increase hours and the increased career staff or whatever
Yeah.
is maybe all contributing to that. It's all
I
working.
think so. Definitely.
Yeah.
I would
send out people. Yeah, it's really good.
Cool.
Thanks for saying that, Melanie.
I really have to think like Jonathan. Just is it offering modules for like groups getting together to do like trying to do any kind? It's all kind of self-study. Yeah.
It is. I think that you could watch it with another person, but it's
Yeah.
all based on a very like either an individual profile, family profile that includes some people that are 16 or under that have to have a an adult to sign up and help them get started. You could do it with someone else, but yeah, I think it's set up for individual learning.
It'd be fun if the money could find like a French conversation group or
Oh, what a fun
something.
idea.
Yeah,
Smart. It could be
maybe
like,
it's a bit
it could be
like
a
you.
French conversation group.
Yeah,
Oh,
that
that's
could work well.
interesting.
Yeah,
That's
they come
beautiful.
together. Yeah.
Sweet.
Because I think, too, if you're doing it at home and you know that you have a French group meeting, you might quickly watch a couple of videos.
Yeah, that's what it's and in person. Summer your idea study eventually.
I just wonder if, like, I know there's some people like you might be more fluent in French who could maybe help
Nika.
Nika
I
with
got Nika there.
my conversation group
Come and take
kind
a
of
picture
thing.
of the three of you. Do I have your permission? I'm gonna put
Okay.
this up. I'm gonna put this up so it really looks like we're in a, like this is
I
a
know. I was gonna think about
refuge.
this for a second. I have Merlin bird ID. I'm like,
Oh
oh, there's some beautiful bird earlier.
there was. I heard the same thing.
And I was
I
like
was
gonna
going
pull up
to.
Merlin. I think it's a cat bird.
You
You
might
think?
maybe. I think you're right. I think it was a cat bird.
It's very melodic and it's very beautiful.
Okay. So happy select board meeting. I'll send this to you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, just a thought, because I want to start studying French. I loved French in school. So
Yeah.
and then we just went to Canada, so now I'm inspired. I
Nice.
went to more French.
Nice.
Yes, it was very
I
nice.
studied it for 12 years and have nothing to show for it.
12 years. Wow.
K through 12. Well, maybe it's
Wow.
11 years. 1 through 12.
That's amazing.
Yes, but I have
Did
nothing
you
to
feel
show
like you
for
were
it.
fluent? No.
No, I mean, I hear it and I love hearing it. And I can pull out some words. We went to
Yeah.
Canada last year.
Should I
And
stop
stop
this?
this? Oh, yeah,
Yeah,
please. Yeah,
sorry.
we're done. Yeah. So